How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
My name is Tanya Curry, and this is this week's Acumen Media Report. It's entitled, Dear Mr. President. Dear Mr. President, I am gutted. Let that word sink in. The gravitas of the word, gutted. Gutted, an adjective, one meaning to remove or destroy completely the internal parts of a building or other structure. Some suggested synonyms are devastated, destroyed, demolished, wiped out, or ravaged. Well, now that does sound a bit like the situation in South Africa today, doesn't it? Gutted. An adjective can also mean to remove the intestines and other internal organs of an animal before cooking. Likely synonyms are disemboweled or eviscerated. Now that sounds like my feelings. This may sound a tad overdramatic, but actually it's almost an understatement when we begin to unpack the dreams and the terrors of what was your reign as President Ramaphosa. Dear Mr. President, I'm going to fess up. I had a major crush, and I was brimming with pride and sheer adoration when you moved to power. I've been a stickler for the ANC under all leadership apart from Obama, and to be fair, I quite liked Zuma when he first took over. I mean, who doesn't want a president that can dance? Drunk with 2010 pride and blinded by patriotism, it took Malema to wake me up. He was a vicious alarm call. I was scared of Malema in the Beningin, and then I was smitten by his ability to paint the nation red in what can only be described as marketing genius. Hashtag red overalls. Every time he opened his mouth about Zuma, he was right. The Zuptas, Guptastan, Saxon World Shabin, all those things abruptly made me catapult into the rhetoric that was Zuma must fall. I stood on that street with my placard up with a list of all the crimes that Zuma had committed. That list filled the placard top to bottom and bottom to top. The nation was united and we had one enemy in sight, our own President Zuma. We watched as Bal Pottinger's white monopoly capital tore chunks out of our flesh that was pretending to be a unified nation. And I watched the gaping wound of a divide that we always knew was there begin to fester from the past sins. We pinned hope on you, Cyril Ramaphosa, that you would swing that NEC meeting, and so it was done. Zuma resigned. When you rose up, you stood over our torn flesh and you called it. You put a name to it, dear Mr. President. You called that festering wound the original sin and you promised land distribution without question. You insisted. You came out on the streets refusing to listen to your bodyguards as you walked amongst us commoners from township to suburb. You said fireworks into the skies. We heard of our new dawn and we went to the polls. I voted for you, Ramaphosa, and this is why. I could see a bad ANC and a good ANC, and I wanted the good guys to win. It's that simple. I wanted my ANC back, and you were the man for the job. I knew it was hard. We all understood the enormity of your task ahead, but man, if we could step out of apartheid, we sure as hell could step away from a man who stole cash to build an eyesore of 100 million odd in a property with a fire pool. You stood with a team of good facing evil. We loved Praveen Gordhan then, and why wouldn't we? After that midnight reshuffling and Gordhan's outspokenness on corruption, we saw hope. We saw you stand with Msibisi Jonas, the man who turned down 600 million in cash. And there were many others that encouraged us, and to be frank, we didn't care if Zuma went to jail or not. We just wanted a fresh start, a clean slate, a new beginning, a new beginning, an opportunity to build this magnificent country. State Capture Commission had us glued to the television for 2, maybe even 3 years, and personally, my chest puffed out every time a criminal was annihilated on the record. Beautifully packaged for the Hawks and the NPA. And when I say beautifully packaged, dear Mr. President, it means that the State Capture Commission had wrapped those people up in such a manner that they could have been arrested at the door. There was no bigger opportunity. Oh, wait, there was. That pesky insurrection. The commission backed Zuma into a corner that even Houdini couldn't unbuckle until we saw that old chestnut, the Shabir Sheikhs, come out. I was madder than a box of snakes, but still I had faith that you would fix this and not allow a repetitive farce that really didn't even require a spoiler alert. We expected it. We have waited far too many years to see any form of justice in our country, and all you gave us was a bunch of voluntary step-aside motions, and then, and this is important, you wished Zuma well after medical parole was granted by none other than Arthur Fraser. You'll remember Arthur Fraser. He dominated state capture inquiry and was well packaged just like the rest of them. In fact, his packaging was so good that even the post office could have delivered it. However, it appears that dear Mr. President, the chess master, had neither the foresight to predict the medical parole card. In fact, he had no sight at all by actually placing Fraser in the very position he holds today. King of the shake factor. This was your drop mic moment for me, dear Mr. President. Like a rich billionaire on Dragon's Den, I'm out. I think we all are. You have no kahunas, sir. And it takes big brass ones to run a country like this. Zuma torched this country during his reign, and now during yours, he has made a mockery of you and the entire Constitution. The Constitution, sir. The very metal that binds our good and evil into separate parcels. That that we hold most dear as any South African. The most sacred document this country has ever produced. You let Zuma vomit on it after a gluttonous binge on a starving country, and then you wished him well. You see, we're not stupid. We may be blindly loyal and have a great deal of psychological trauma that has made us victims to narcissists, but we are not stupid. For those of you who are still interested in this farce, do you know how you get medical parole in South Africa? Are you ready? There are only 3 ways. 1, you should be terminally ill. Or 2, you should have 0 body function. That means you require round-the-clock care. Or 3, you should have an illness so grave that it severely limits your daily activity and self-care. We all know that Ubaba was dancing a few months before his incarceration, rolls eyes. That means that none of the above apply to his medical parole, which is why, and don't fall off your chair, Jacob is still in a fancy hospital that is costing you and I 400,000 rand at the last count. Dear Mr. President, show us some respect. Dear Cupcake, you are beginning to live up to your name. Dense and slow moving. You won't make your move at all, will you? You have had endless opportunities to do so, and you have done nothing but trample on our dreams and finish off a legacy of a political party that was heralded across the world for its bravery and achievement. You finished it. It is gutted. And before you lot jump on your high horse and tell me you told me so, look around you. The DA can't even get a white guy to just try and pronounce a black guy's name. Want to know why? Because they're still the Nats. Nothing has changed. That magnificent Malema became a flip-flopper and a loudspeaker that only lives on Twitter amongst his and Zuma's paid bots that tell you every day how cool they are. Steering the narrative away from a bank and thousands of poor who got gutted. You too are revolting and an insult to our intelligence. Who are we left with, eh? In this election race. This is now upon us faster than a speeding bullet between the eyes. Two blokes that couldn't fight off Helen Ziller, a bankrupt UDM that somehow still features in the media, a racist and vitriolic revolting Freedom Front Plus, and a bunch of others that are so secular you couldn't pretend they were inclusive on an excellent day. I felt so bereft that I had to take a look to see if I was alone in my guttedness. I get to make up words if I like. I'm peeved. Interested in what I found in our systems? Well, of course you are. Over the past month, there have been close to 250,000 results bearing your name, dear Mr. President. Let me benchmark that for you. There are just over 300,000 results about COVID-19 and the vaccine in South Africa over the same period. That's a pretty big number. The number gets bigger when you measure how many people engaged in the conversation, and that's over 800,000, dear Mr. President. You want to hear more? Almost half of that narrative and engagement was negative. 44% to be exact. Are you deaf, sir? Oh my word, I think I might jump off this balcony. Seriously, I rant so much each week that my whole soul is tired. Imagine watching headlines every day from dusk till dawn while trying to stay positive and keep some modicum of integrity, let alone remove my swear filter. I'm gutted. It is relentless, and you, Mr. President, are impotent and borderline complicit in the carnage we see around us. I doubt you'll read this, and if you do, you'll cast it aside and say, so what? Well, here's what. The adage tells us that inevitably, the doormat will stand up to the bully. Stop wiping your feet on our allegiance, or we may just take the rug from under your feet, dear Mr. President. As you can read, I really need a break. And if you allow my mental health to recoup, I'll be back week after next. I've got some quality time booked with a potato bass, and he doesn't give even 2 seconds notice to politics. My name is Tonya Curry, and this is this week's Acumen Media Report.